Hello everyone, welcome to our share in Mishnayos, Rolling Maseches, Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Says, Mashpiani Aleichem, Yimlo Tavo Usiduni. First and again, as we've been speaking about, goes up to two potential witnesses in his case, and he says, I make you make a shua that you have no testimony to bring in my favor about the fact that I, Shani Kohen, that I am a Kohen. Shani Levi, I am a Levi. She'eni Ben Gerushim, that I am not the son of a divorcee. That's if a Kohen is the son of a divorcee, he's disqualified. He's called a Chalal, disqualified from any privileges of the Kahuna. She'eni Ben Chalitza, and a similar thing, I'm not the son of a woman who performed Chalitza. She'ish Ploni Kohen, or you have to swear that this certain person over here is a Kohen, She'ish Ploni Levi, that he is a Levi. She'eno Ben Gerusha, that he is not a Ben Gerusha. She'eno Ben Chalitza. She'anaf Ish Ploni Esbito, you have to testify that this certain person defiled his daughter, raped his daughter. Upita Espito, meaning the daughter of the person speaking here. Or he coaxed his daughter into being into having a relationship with him. Veshachav al bi bini, or that person hit my son. Veshachav al bi chaveri, or that person my friend. Veshahid li hidishi, he lit my haystack on fire b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Har eli pitur. Okay, so long list over here. Let's just get the basic idea straight before we see the Rav. And again, we're speaking about Reuven goes up to two potential witnesses, Shimon and Levi. He thinks that they know something about the case. And he says, I make you take a shua that you don't know anything. They say, indeed, we don't know anything. We swear to it. And then later on, of course, it come out that they did know something all along that was relevant and it could have made a difference. Then they would bring a potentially a korban. So all these cases are saying they're potter for some reason. Contrast that with the previous Mishnah was a long list of things that they ended up chayiv, because all of the things in the previous Mishnah had some sort of relevance to the change in the court, in what the court case would have been decided. I mean, it mattered. So that's what the Rav is saying in contrast about our Mishnah. So he says, Shani Kohen, you have to testify, I mean, I want you to testify that I'm a Kohen. Keturin. So let me putter here. Shana Edom Chayavin, Ella Kishikofru B'davr Sheishbo Tiviasmon. Edom are only going to end up Chayav to bring a Korban for a Shavuos Edis if they denied the fact and admitted to it about something that is relevant to a claim of money, a monetary claim. That is a categorical rule. So all these cases are putzer because there's no money involved, at least in these first cases. That's what we're saying right now. Continues the Rav, She'anas ish ploni es o pita bito shel ploni. A certain person either raped or coaxed the daughter of a certain person. O bito ketani, the daughter that we're speaking is a ish ploni coin. Is going back on the, this person that he's a coin, de la'el, it's going on that. The Tana la'el mine, she's pony coin, o levi, v'anu ben gerusha, v'ale'el kai. O she'ez b'in she'anach ish pony, that person was ma'anes espito she'oso pony, the Iri Bey ad hashav, this person that we're talking about until now. So again, so as the Rav just described in the case, that's pretty much how we described it, I think. So piturim, why are they piturim? To be'inin she'ishmu mipia tovea. So this case, even if it would be a monetary case, and it is, I mean, it's at least a kanas, but there could be, as we said in the previous Mishnah, a case of onus and pitu, it could have pagam, could have boshes, there are monetary claims, still it would be putzer, because one has to hear the claim from the mouth of the one making the claim. Over here, Reuven, for whatever reason, is coming forward to these potential witnesses and telling them to go testify on that other person's behalf. And that doesn't make sense. That's what the Rav is doing here, describing the case. Right before this, that we're going on the Ish Ploni. Going on now, we're talking about somebody else, not the person coming forward. It's talking about another person. So you have to hear the claim from the one making the claim. And over here, that's not the case. The Gemara Muki Law, the Law of Har Sha'at. The Gemara talks about, we're talking about a person coming with, I guess we would call that power of attorney. He would have reason to be able to get these Edim. He would be appointed to do so. And even so, it doesn't work. V'yatiyas Roman Acher Have. What if it would be a different claim of money? Hayu Chayavim? And there could be chayv. Ashwinim the in nechshav hamarsha baldin bezeh kishar mam. Yeah, and we're teaching over here that the one who is given the power of attorney is not considered the regular litigant like he might be in other monetary matters. It came with the mamshu who shoel lomatul yade meolam, being that the money that he is asking will never come to his hands. Lomatul mechtav harsha that he can't actually have a power of attorney of it. Okay, it's a bit complicated why the Rav is going through how the Gemara says it, but just to make sure we have it all clear over here, that again, even if this person coming forward and trying to get these witnesses, and in the end causing those witnesses to swear, has harsha, has a power of attorney, that's still not make a chiv. because his power, even though he has power of attorney, is not the same as the one that would actually claim. It's only true in other monetary cases and where potentially money would they bring down a no over here. That would only be the case if you're trying to get money out of a person's hands that right that does not have it rightfully. And that's not happening over here. We're just trying to make these people swear about money. Okay. Seems next chabura. Chavala means that he caused a wound. Peturim. That would not cause a chiyuv mamon, cause a chiyuv misa, because as we said a number of times, a person who hits his father and causes a wound, my friend hit me, caused a wound, or he lit my haystack on fire on Shabbos. The chavayu chiyuv misa, ninhu again, they also be a chiyuv misa, but in a moment, we have the general rule of kimle b'derab mine, when there's a chiyuv misa together, the chiyuv mamon, one will only receive the chiyuv misa, which is, even if one would actually not practically receive it, but he would be chayiv to in theory, even if you're lacking asra, let's say, so it'd be no chiyuv misa, still he'd be pater from paying for anything because it's kim lebederab mi. Okay, that's Mishnah Zayin. Let's go on, Mishnah Ches. Mashbian aleichem im lo tavos hiduni. Person again, I make you swear that you should come testify about me. Shamar ish ploni, etin li masayim zuz, not only that this other person said he's going to give me 200 zuz and he didn't give it to me. Hayeli peturim, then again, put in the rest of the case. They deny that they know such a thing, and it turns out they did know such a thing. They would be potter from a shua, from a korban shua's edus. Shein chavin al tavias mamon ba kapi kavin, because you're only again obligated, you're only liable if the case is concerning a monetary claim like a pikadon, like a deposit. Says the rabbi here, Shamar ish ploni ditan li v'chulei peturim. Biksiv b'shua's edus. Yeah, it says in the shua's edus, it says techeta. Biksiv b'shua's pikadon techeta. It relates the cases of shua's edus, which is our case. And Shuas HaPikadon is a different case. A person swears he doesn't have the deposit that was given to him. Ma Shuas HaPikadon al Tavias Maman Sheish Lo al Chaver. Shuas HaPikadon is, by definition, only a case where concerning the claim of money that he has against his friend. You have that Pikadon I gave to you, and he says no, etc. Av Shuas Eidus Sar Shiti al Tavias Maman Sheish Lo Olav. So too, Shuas Eidus has to be a monetary claim that he has on him. He's saying, not over here, that anybody has any money. He's saying that a certain person agreed to give him money, right? It's not a claim of money that the other person has that he owes him. Even if it would be true, this person did indeed agree to give 200 zuz. Just saying that would have no obligation. Person can say whatever they like. It didn't necessarily obligate them. So over here, there is no claim, right? So it's not just the fact it didn't happen yet. It's also that even what he said should happen wouldn't actually be chayav him to do it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.